Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Free. I'm broadcasting live from Crossville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining me this morning. My co-host, Samuel Brock Flynn, this is the Samuel Brock Flynn Show, everybody. And my co-host, Samuel Brock Flynn, could not join me yet this morning here. But he may join me here in a bit if he has a few things he is taking care of right now this morning. But I'd like to just welcome you to our show. We broadcast you periodically throughout the week. We do a lot of entertainment, everything from entertainment news. We do a lot of interviews with people in the industry, filmmakers, actors, and musicians. Every once in a while, we're going to start adding some sports figures. You know, we got some people that are pro people here. We are like to be adding pretty soon. And a bunch of other people. And if you're a filmmaker, you like to, or any of these people, any way affiliated with the entertainment industry, you like to join us, give us an email here. So we'll be you put ENT radio guest at gmail.com. And you can actually contact us there. And you like to miss for any interviews coming up in the next several weeks. It is currently 5 o'clock, a few minutes after 5 o'clock Central Time here this morning. Working in the wee hours in the morning here, so we're up with all these night owls. And we love listening. You guys actually ever want to contact us, you like to call in and ask me any questions. I am a film producer, director. I used to co-own Movie Cast in AC in Chicago with another partner. As well as I have a talent music management company. So if you have any entertainment-related questions you'd like to ask me, go ahead and give me a call here. And I'm going to give you the number here. The call-in number is 619-393-6781. Once again, it's 619-393-6781. And if you're joining with us here, I'll be giving you guys the phone number here in a bit, because we'll be doing a very short show this morning. And so, yeah, I'll just talk about, you know, producing everything. So producing is fun. It's very rewarding in the industry. What exactly is a producer? Well, you got different types of producers. You have, the producers, think of the business side of the industry, the film industry. So you got those who are producers. So they're the business people that structure everything. So you got executive producers. What's an executive producer? They can be either one of the main investors. Sometimes they're given as a thank you for being one of the key investors. Or they can be like one of the financiers, Not really necessarily financier, but they're actually one of the finders to the financiers, or the people that lead the people to the investors. That's another way to get that. Well, then you got the producers are basically the ones that oversee the whole production, everything from finding the script to putting together the people that needs to be placed, as well as overseeing production. Then you got, associate producers. There's various different types of things, being special thanks to somebody done a lot of major stuff, or it can be basically given certain positions that they went basically above and beyond a few things in the production or things. So, different ways of getting a film finance. Well, you got different things. You got your investors. That's one of your biggest things. But you got to have a good package, everything else, you know, towards, you know, getting investors out there. So if you plan on going the investor route, you may basically want to try to, you got to have an investment package for one vehicle. But you also, a lot of times, you're going to have to want to put your key people together as well, that you want to entice these people. You know, like, for example, like, if you're not directing yourself, you can get another director or try to get some stars, because a lot of these, some of the investors are going to require you to have some stars. Now, thing is, by getting stars, it's kind of a catch-22. A lot of these stars are going to want money up front, and they're not going to basically get jump on your board your film unless you have money to pay them. For example, a pay-or-play deal. Oh, pay-or-play, what is this? This basically is giving them money for them basically to join your film, and which is without any guarantee that your film ever going to get financed. But they got their money up front. They're guaranteed that, you know, money up front, but just for putting their name out there, so you can go and basically use their name and shop the film around. And, you know, that's one way they're doing. But unless you have some direct connections or just lucky and, you know some people out there through networking, you can actually sometimes get these people to sign on board without any pay-or-play deals. And just in, there's rare occasions out there where, unless you're some named person out there with a really well-established, that you may look up and get some major stars with that. Now, once you get stars, a lot of times it opens a lot of doors, you know, to the investors. You know, but there's also other ways. For example, you're going to see a lot less, you know, this way of financing today's world, actually, versus maybe over 10 years ago or so, is what they call a negative pickup deal. Now, what is a negative pickup deal, guys? A negative pickup deal is basically is a studio or some major, you know, distribution company out there that's going to basically, they love your film, they want to do your distribute your movie, everything, but they are not going to give you money up front. But they're going to guarantee you that once you complete the film and everything is in place, basically the requirements they give you, but they're going to basically finance your movie right after that. So now, how are you going to get the money when they're just giving you a guarantee? So the negative pickup. So now you go to a bank and get a bank loan, and they're going to take the contract and negative pickup deal. They're going to give you a loan. Now you've got to go and get, you know, your bonds and everything. So completion bonds, which are actually going to guarantee the movie is being completed. Then everything happened from there. You got your loan. You got your movie made. You know, then you go and basically take it. And there's also doing the route basically what they call foreign pre-sales, as well as the domestic distribution companies here in the United States. You know, it's basically the same thing. It's just you're basically selling territories over these other countries, and there's a bunch of different countries out there. So you can go and sell, like, certain regions and certain areas and take that money. Now, keep in mind, too, just like take a pick-up deal, you're not getting money up front. So they're going to offer you on the tail end, and basically you just got to now, the bank is basically going to do now is actually, you know, they're going to determine if they're a bankable country or non-bankable country. You know, a lot of your major countries, like, you know, most of your European countries, those are Japan, those are your bankable countries. What are your non-bankable countries out there? Any of your countries, like China and some other countries that have censorship, you have to go through in front of a board, you know, some type of film board they have there with their country, and they got to approve the give you a yes or no after your film's done, in order to get your before they can either purchase your film or not. So now those are non-bankable countries, so you're not going to get any money up front. So, you know, you got to forget that. So now these are basically these two, both the negative pickups and the, those are basically kind of, I mean, it's getting smaller, fewer and fewer between. A lot of you guys out there said, well, I don't have any contacts with any investors. You know, I'm not established enough or know enough people to get some stars and major director on board. You know, so I can't really get the these other people on board, you know, to get the studios or, well actually, offer you a negative pickup deal or foreign pre-sales. You know, what do you do next? Well, you know, you got, you guys ever heard in the last few years, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe. These are some of the these are not crowdfunding, you know, crowdsourcing. You know, there's various different requirements for each one. Well, like Kickstarter, that's all or nothing. What is all or nothing? Basically, you have set a goal. And whatever that goal is, whether it be $10,000, $20,000, or any other budget, you have to meet that budget. And all your various different people donating money, you have to reach that goal, or guess what? You're not getting a dime. And it's not – Kickstarter is actually the biggest site out there as far as, you know, crowdsourced funding. But also, it's like it's very hard site, so you really got to plan a lot. I mean, sometimes it takes a few months in advance, sometimes prep work, in order to get that done right, because you really got to get out there and hustle with your Facebook friends, your Twitter friends, everybody that you can, who's out there. You know, I'm hitting the message boards and groups and anything related to your thing, people in your community, and just hopefully that you raise that thing. Now there's sites like Indiegogo. Indiegogo, not quite as big as Kickstarter, but it's big too, so you know, then that one is not all or nothing. Well, you can actually set it as being all or nothing, but you can actually set where you actually get whatever the not the investors, but the people that actually, you know, put money in your project, you get to keep it. That way you can actually, you know shoot your movie, or you can actually get some other mix other funding. Well, I'm going to get about 90 seconds left here, you know, left of the show. But if you guys wanted to call in again at the last minute, please give me a call back here at this number here, 619-393-6781. And I'd love to listen to any questions you may have for me. And thank you for joining our show tonight and everything. But, and also the last thing is, of course, you got the big studios. Those are guys, the big boys. And once you really get some films under your belt and they really love you and they really trust you and you develop a track record, those big boys are going to, you know, they're basically financing who's who in Hollywood. And those are always a lot of times the big goal for some, you know. Some prefer to remain independent all the time because, you know, studios are going to control everything. Even if you don't care who you are, pretty much who you are, except for, unless you're Steven Spielberg out there. Well, good night, everybody, and thank you for joining with us at the Samuel Blockflynn Show. And hope to hear from you guys soon. Take care and have a great night or great day.